Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bruce Kim. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting second. The right fielder, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Charbonneau. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bo Diaz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wayne Garland. And now, play ball. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Squires moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove strikes out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Baumgarten. Horta moves to second. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a fly ball into right field. Horta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Pryor reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orta, who is chasing the ball. Baines reaches third base with a triple. Pryor scores. Lemon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morrison moves to second. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0-for-1 in the game. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Orta reaches second base with a double. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Toby Hera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hera hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Diaz scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Baumgarten covering, for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Charbonneau hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Bosley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim is 0 for 2 in the game. Kim hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgarten fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Charbonneau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Orta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 3 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 3 in the game. Hargrove hits a line drive towards short. Cruz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Farmer now pitching. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Charbonneau takes first base on ball 4. Orta moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Orta moves to third. Charbonneau moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hara takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orta scores. Charbonneau moves to third. Hara moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Proley now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a line drive into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Charbonneau scores. Hara scores. Johnson moves to third. Manning moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Bo Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-4 in the game. Dibzinski bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Morrison covering, for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Horta is walked intentionally. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-4 in the game. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. Verizer moves to third. Horta moves to second. Two outs. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Delone now playing left field. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morrison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bosley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Bruce Kim. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dibzinski fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Todd Cruz. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.